The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
Then this is the place where God says, this is where I dwell. And who wouldn't want God to dwell in their midst and have every person realize they're a saint, they're a son, they're a daughter, they're part of the household of God, they're part of the kingdom he's building. I'm important, I'm valuable. Mm-hmm. I'm not just a kitten, I'm going to roar like a lion. Mm-hmm. I'm not just, you know, someone who has a gift, but I've released someone in to be saved, to become a part of the body of Christ, to know, experience, love God. And God says, we're building a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit to come and live, not just to come once in a while, you know, at the turn of the century and, you know, three times a month during a revival, but he begins to dwell there, and they begin to carry out what's been going on in the dwelling place.
When we think of our churches, I think we tend to think of the leader, the community, and the activities that take place there week to week. But is that enough? Should we be expecting more than that? Should the church be a place where God doesn't just visit, but dwells? Coming up next on Sought Out Global Radio, we'll talk about God's model for His church. What does Scripture say about you, about the leadership and the body, and about what happens when we align with heaven? Well then, stay tuned, because part three of our discussion on apostolic centers is next, right here on Sought Out Global Radio. Welcome back to Sought Out Global Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you imagine a church where all the people in the body of Christ begin to step into their God-given identity, where there is permission to dream and become what God has called you to be? We believe it's part of God's desire to see us shift the body of Christ from being an audience to becoming an army, from acting like a cruise ship to becoming a battleship. Ephesians describes this as the tipping point, where the glory of God begins to fall on what it calls the household of God to such a degree that the temple of the Lord rises up in its place. It's not an automatic that it'll happen everywhere unless we learn to freshly cooperate with what God wants to release in His kingdom. Last week, we concluded our discussion on part two of Apostolic Centers on personal identity and how your God-given identity fits into the church and how the church fits into the kingdom. Joining Herb Marks and myself once again is Dan Hammer, senior pastor of Sunrise Christian Center in Everett, Washington, Diane Fink of Aglow International, and Pastor James Ludlow, senior pastor of East Point Church in Bonnie Lake, Washington. So let's pick up where we left off last week, with James Ludlow explaining how the time is now to see ourselves as more than mere servants, but as an empowered and released royal priesthood walking full of the power of God.
It's all about who we think we are in Christ. Mm-hmm. Because if we see ourselves as just mere servants, it's like the prodigal son. You're not my servant. You're my son. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference. I love what it says. I'd rather speak the truth in love. We had to grow up in every way into Him. We should be looking like Jesus with skin on. And when we get that, when the people of God realize that they're bigger and they're better than what they look at in the mirror, look out, world. And I believe that's the job. I believe that's what's happening with this revelation. That's why God wants to bring this. That's why He wants the glory to come back to His bride. That's why He wants to get the pattern right. Because once the man steps away from the pulpit and he actually allows the prophet to do his job, then maybe we might be able to get the church doing what she's supposed to be doing.
When you talked about seeing ourselves, I was thinking back to many, many years ago, probably 15, maybe even 20 years ago, Herb was at the Aglow office ministering, and he began to prophesy over me, and he said, you know, I call to the nations. I don't remember all the word. I have it written down. I write down all your words, Herb. Anyway, but he said, there needs to come a roar from you. Because if you go to the nations with the word of the Lord and you meow, it's not going to have the impact. It was something like that. Well, the funny part that he didn't know was that very day, a friend of mine had sent me a picture, and maybe you've seen it. It's a picture of a kitten looking into a mirror, but the image looking back is a lion.
Just saw
have
it.
You seen that?
Just saw it the other day.
It is so powerful. And and there was a process for me to grow up into being able to be the one that roars instead of the one that meows.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm going to add to that is last Saturday night, we did a home encounter. And we do home encounters from Enumclaw to Burlington, and now we've been invited even further north and a little bit west. So we're looking into that. In fact, I'm going to take a second. Go to sadaglobal.com.
Plug it.
Yeah, and look, home encounters, where you can be coming to one nearest you. So Saturday night, the presence of the Lord began to drop on the group, and there were some profound things that took place that night. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I turned to Diane, and I said, Diane, I believe the Lord's given you something, and I'm going to be turning it over to you in 5 minutes. And there were things popping all over the room, and tremendous things taking place that evening. And I watched this lady roar. I mean, she let it loose. It was strong. People were really being moved by the fresh moment of the pouring of exhortation and encouragement that came prophetically. And she was hitting with people and with people she didn't know. And that's part of it. People knew that she didn't know them, and she was speaking right to their heart in that delivery. So it's exciting when people are released into what God's wired them to be, and for the sake of the people, to the glory of God, that's what it's about. And we're the happiest when people don't remember our names, but when people say they've gotten closer to Jesus, set free, healed, exhorted into more of discovering who He is calling them to be and what He says about them and how that's put into them. You know, 1 Timothy speaks about, you know, being responsible over what the Lord has said mm-hmm. to you. So it's really key for us to help our people, help the church to understand that God has given them what they need.
What Herb and Diane, James and Mark just talked about, it's really the scripture you just read. We've just kind of encapsulated our experience is just testifying now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, mm-hmm. but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So as we relate to one another, as we see how God moves by the Spirit, it's like, here's Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. Here's the apostles and prophets setting a place for people to know they're not the kitten anymore. They're the lion.
Identity.
They're a member. Identity.
It's all about
identity.
They're
a member of the household of God. And, yeah. and they're, we're all being built up together. We haven't arrived yet because we're still being built up together.
You know, it's awesome. I, one of the things I love that Graham Cook talks about is knowing who we are. Yeah. And that's obviously the importance of the prophetic and his ministry yes. and speaking into people's lives, telling them who they are called to be, and then holding each other accountable in love, James. Speaking of love, and being able to say that's not who you are when you're having that pity party or you're having a bad day or you're not feeling like you're, or you want to just throw your hands up and walk away mm-hmm. at times, right? I mean, this yeah. isn't this really what we're getting to?
Yeah, exactly. And then this is the place where God says, this is where I dwell. And who wouldn't want God to dwell in their midst and have every person realize they're a saint, they're a son, they're a daughter, they're part of the household of God, they're part of the kingdom he's building. I'm important, I'm valuable, mm-hmm. I'm not just a kitten, I'm going to roar like a lion. Mm-hmm. I'm not just, you know, someone who has a gift, but I've released someone in to be saved, to become a part of the body of Christ, to know, experience, love God. And God says, we're building a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit to come and live, not just to come once in a while, you know, at the turn of the century and, you know, three times a month during a revival, but he begins to dwell there, and they begin to carry out what's been going on in the dwelling place.
I think that, I think the missing link, I think, is hunger. Character's great. It's like a cup to me. Mm-hmm. If the cup is broken, then you can't contain what's in it. Mm-hmm. Character's got to be paramount. But hunger is got to be there as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I'll give you an illustration, but I think a lot of times people can be, their hunger can be quenched because somebody else is doing the job for them. So it's mm-hmm. the whole somebody else thing. Yeah. You know, it's always said, well, we just need to kill somebody else and then we can walk out on the gifting God has for us. But it's like my kids right now. The Christmas tree's up, gifts are out of the tree. It's amazing. Every day I come home from work, they're under the tree shaking the gifts, and they're wondering what they are, right? And when people get hungry and see that, like we've been said several times about identity and who they are in Christ, when we get that hunger to where we can begin to shake, hey God, what's in me? Mm-hmm. What's in me? It's he says there are a variety of gifts and a variety of service, a variety of activities, a variety of office gifts. When people begin to think, can that be me? Mm-hmm. And they get that hunger. I think that's where we might be lacking and maybe need to feed. Because, you know, Jesus said, taste and see that the Lord is good. And when people get a bite or a whiff, they want more. And Bill Johnson said it best. He said, if you find a place on planet Earth where God is doing something great, go and visit, mm-hmm. because there's an impartation waiting. And mm-hmm. I think that's where we're at. As a year of acceleration coming in 2015, we need to find the Sunrise Christian Centers and the places where God is doing this, and you just go get a drink, mm-hmm. because I think it'll whet that palate. And if there is a character flaw that somebody needs to work through, I think God is so good mm-hmm. that He can fix that, mm-hmm. and before He pours all that He wants in that person, because He's that good.
The kingdom of God is not a matter of words, but power. That's supposed to be like what we're called to. That's the verse that's supposed to signify who we're supposed to be. And what you're talking about in terms of the fire and the excitement being on fire for God. If there's one thing that offends mediocrity, it is the fire. Put fire in the middle of mediocrity and it'll offend it.
You know, Mark, let's talk about that for a second. Scripture says that you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit and with fire. Yeah. And what's interesting is that there's even a manifest of that that's been happening. I just got a hold of a dad this week. His son brought two friends to a home encounter in Edmonds. One of the 15-year-old boys began to come under the manifest presence of God of heat and fire. And he sat in his chair, and it got hotter and it got hotter, to where he began to put out his arms and rock back and forth, huffing and puffing, and it finally just stopped. Now, this house is packed with people going up the stairways, down the hall, kitchen, dining room, living room, and they're, you know, and I stop everything and I say, "Are you okay?" He just say, "I'm burning up," and I thought, "Oh, he's come. The Holy Spirit is here with us too," you know. And it's fun to bring instruction when the glory or the presence of the Lord begins to invade, because all we do is lead it well. We steward His presence well so that people can trust, because they need explanation to receive. And this kid for 45 minutes continued turning red, sweating, clothes getting wet, finally fell out of his chair onto the floor under the anointing, and his buddy sitting next to him, eyes got about this big. Now, this is a kid that used to mock and make fun of things he's heard about until he witnessed it. He stood up and accepted Christ, came unsaved. When this kind of stuff's going on, we realize that the kingdom, when it touches earth and upon its people, it's wonderful. And you wonder, all right, we see a verse that in the English mind, I mean, I read it for years, and I said, yes, be baptized, Holy Ghost, but what does the fire mean? Now that the manifest is happening, last Saturday night, about a third of the gathering came under the experience of the heat and fire of God. And you look at Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, their bondages came off in the fire. You look at Moses meeting with God on Mount Sinai, he robed himself in fire. We're dealing with government. When you look at Moses at the burning bush that didn't consume, but it was fire. Moses was radically changed in the calling and destiny in that moment of shift. God is bringing to us an awareness that he's wanting us to align, and that his presence is coming on our pursuit of alignment in this hour. We have to go with this. And he's touching the generations. And the dad is ecstatic. He's a businessman in town. You know, his son invited two of his friends. One gets saved, the other one, under the anointing of, and it's shifted their lives. And there's another kid that came to an encounter, got saved that night, and then also began to roll up inside of him. He doesn't know what this is about. He doesn't have language to explain this, other than he said, "I have something to say." He accepted Christ, and then he's saying, "I've got something to say." And we said, "Okay, say it." And he burst out in tongues. He hadn't been trained in it. He hadn't been shown. He's just seconds old in the Lord, and he said, "I've got something to say." And he's baptized in the Holy Ghost after getting saved just moments earlier. This is exciting stuff, and when teenagers get a hold of this, it rocks their world. These boys went to their school and started a Bible study. Yep. It's fun stuff. Well, you've heard our hearts as leaders in this region regarding the pattern that we're looking at in Scripture and the journey that that we're on. And Sought Out Global Radio and the Sought Out Ministry really is so privileged to have Pastor James with us and Pastor Dan. And Diane Fink, who has been a remarkable leader as well with the GLOW. And when I think of the influences that are around the table, Sought Out is very grateful for the three of you joining us today. And myself, as one of the three leaders of Sought Out, we've got Christopher Karn that is pastoring in Hollywood at a new assignment, and my wife, my sweet wife Bethany. The three of us are very grateful for this moment, because it's just an exciting time in the church today. And my wife would be also in the room with us today, but she is on an airplane to Hawaii. And Krista would also be piped into this, as we fly her up here to some of our major functions. But these two gals are so wise, and we go back many, many years just with Krista and the synergy that God has put together. We knew we would be doing this one day, and all of a sudden it's here. So I would like to go around the table and ask Diane and James and Dan if they would give us a final thought as to our conversation today for our listeners.
Well, we've gone in a lot of different directions in our time, and it's been very good. I've really appreciated being part of it. And I guess what I want to leave with our listeners is kind of where we began this discussion, which was about love. And so this is Ephesians 3, beginning in verse 16. And this is in the Amplified Bible. "May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by Holy Spirit himself, indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints the experience of that love. What is the breadth and length and depth and height of it? That you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto the fullness of God, that is, that you may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become wholly filled and flooded with God himself. And finally, verse 20, the verse we love to quote when we pray, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. The context of that verse is in knowing the love of Christ, that he would give you abundantly above what you can even imagine of his love for you. Because when you know that love, that is what you will function out of in whatever area of ministry or calling you've been placed in the kingdom.
I want to thank you all for the opportunity to come and just be part of this conversation. What a great moment this has been for me, and I hope for our listeners as well. I want to leave you with this thought, though. I love what the angel of the Lord said to Philip, rise up and go. I believe we're there. I believe that, and Diane, you said best, you know, the kitten looking into the mirror and seeing a lion. We are made in the image of God. In the image of God, he created us. This sounds kind of weird, but we are great people. When John the Baptist said, I must decrease so he must increase, I don't think he was saying, I gotta become less. I think he was saying the opposite. I think God loves us so much that he wants even more of us. And I guess I would say to all the listeners out there, when you go look in the mirror this morning or tonight or whenever you brush your teeth or whatever, if you need to paint on the mirror with lipstick or with a sticky note, I am Christ and he is mine. The gift is there. Shake it. Get excited to open it up, because God isn't into making historical markers, but history makers. And that's what it's going to take to get us there.
Yeah, I want to thank Herb and Mark and Sought Out Global, and it's great to be with James and Diane. And I think I'd just like to leave this last thought for myself. Paul in 2 Corinthians 10 said we're not to boast about ourselves, we're not to measure ourselves one against another, not to compare ourselves. We're not to build on someone else's, but God's given each of us a sphere of authority. He's given each of us a family, a wife, a church, a group, people. And the only way we really increase our sphere of authority, Paul hit it right on the head in 2 Corinthians 10:15. He said, it's by enlarging other people, and it says we enlarge other people and we enlarge their faith and we increase them. Our sphere of influence and authority is increased through the people. It's about relationship. And he goes on to say it's not who men approve or who commends himself, but it's who the Lord commends. And then he goes on to say, remember, the devil would love to subtly deceive you and move you away from simple love and devotion to Christ. But the fivefold, everything, relationship, it all gets back to loving God and loving people. And that's really what I believe the fivefold ministry is all about, is about just loving God, loving people, and helping people be and do who God called them to be and do. Thank you.
You know, Mark, you started us off with some really great questions, and we gained some altitude pretty quickly around the subject of your questions. And this has been a great dialogue. We've got such privilege to be able to share and to hear from leaders in this region what God is doing in their midst. And as our listeners are hungry for more of what is in their future, I want to encourage them to pay attention to the desires that are increasing in their heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to continue to rise in every one of you who's listening, the desire to become closer to the Lord. and that you would understand that you are loved unconditionally and that God has a plan for your life. And I'm to say to y'all from Sought Out Global that roll up your sleeves, serve in your church, be filled with the Spirit, be sure that you're in right relationship with God through a clear conscience, and watch what He'll do with you, because the Lord loves His bride, the church. And He's bringing alignment. So rise up and roar, because the best is yet to come.
Thanks, Herb. We hope you enjoyed this three-part series on Apostolic Centers. If you missed any part and want to hear it again, please be sure to go to our website, soughtoutglobal.com, and follow the links to radio, where all these programs can be heard. Also, be sure to search Sought Out Global on YouTube, where the video versions of this three-part series will also be online for future viewing. Hey, very quickly, remember this Sunday on February 22nd, Sought Out Global Ministries will be hosting a regional encounter at Xfinity Arena in Everett. It'll be a great time of worship and prophetic ministry. The event begins at 5 p.m., so please bring a friend because there is plenty of room. For more information, please go to soughtoutglobal.com. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For Herb Marks, Diane Fink, Pastors Dan Hammer and James Ludlow, I'm Mark Grote. Join us again next week right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.